Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, let's catch up with the new manager of Rotherham and say a warm good morning to Alan Stubbs. Morning to you, Stubbsy.
Good morning.
Congratulations, first of all. How does it feel to take that job and move into the Championship?
Well, it's obviously a step in the right direction for me in terms of, you know, getting to play in the managing the Championship, you know, and I've got to say I had a fantastic time at Hibs, and you know, managed to leave there with, you know, on the back of a, you know, Scottish Cup win, and this is the next chapter for me now, you know, and it's a huge challenge, but one I'm really looking forward to. It, you know, the Championship is a very, very exciting league.
You had great success at Hibs, a wonderful Scottish Cup final, the first Scottish Cup winner in 114 years. Just how proud were you with that achievement?
Oh, it was truly amazing. You know, it was a noose around the club, you know, for such a long time, and to be able to be the manager that ended, you know, people thought it was a jinx and was never going to happen. And you know, I think the way everything worked, with it being against Rangers, me being an ex-Celtic player, you know, I think if anyone watched the game, I think they would have watched a really exciting game. You know, of two teams playing football, it had a bit of everything. And you know, to come out the other side and win it, you know, was something that I'll never ever forget. It was, you know, potentially probably the proudest moment I've had. You know, up with, you know, going out at Goodison and making my debut. You know, it was that big.
Yeah, I mean, you only had to see the look on the fans' faces, the supporters, to realise how much it meant. The scenes afterwards, a little bit chaotic, but the passion. Yeah. That was absolutely exuded by those fans was unbelievable.
It was, you know, I don't think anybody wanted to see the scenes, you know, afterwards, and it was just a release of, you know, emotion. It was crazy, to be honest. And you know, there was a few incidents after the game that no one wanted to see, but I think the majority of them were just on there that they just couldn't believe what they just witnessed.
Is there a right time to leave, you know, the Scottish leagues and actually make that move into the Championship? Is it a because we know how big Hibs is as a club, and you know, people have perceptions of Rotherham as well, and obviously the Championship's a tough place to fight it out in. Was it a tough decision for you, or was it just the natural progression?
I think it was both, to be honest, Steve. I think it was a really tough decision for me because, as you say, it is a fantastic club. You know, it's up there in the top four clubs in Scotland. And I was, you know, I was proud to be the manager of Hibernian Football Club, but even prouder to lead the club to success and all. And I'll never, ever forget the opportunity that they gave me because I worked with some great people behind the scenes there. But you know, in order for me to try and fulfil my ambition now in management, you know, I've got another opportunity now where I've got a chance to take another club forward and progress them in potentially one of the toughest leagues in the world.
Well, it's only getting tougher as well. I mean, you look at the fact that Rafa Benitez is managing in there, Roberto Di Matteo. You've got Champions League winners, winning managers, managing in the Championship. Now, it says a lot about the calibre that's in there.
No, it doesn't. And I think that ultimately, when people ask about me moving to Rotherham, I think therein lies the answer. You know, me, you know, pitting my wits against, you know, a fantastic manager in Rafa Benitez. You know, you look at the three clubs that came down last season, Newcastle, Norwich and Aston Villa. You know, three huge clubs, and, you know, I looked at the first fixtures when they come out. We've got Wolverhampton Wanderers at home, and then we've got Aston Villa away and Brighton away. And, you know, it's, for me, that's just so exciting. You know, I can't wait to go and pit my wits against, you know, some fantastic managers.
I mean, it's been said for a while about the strength of it, that, you know, just building and building. It's almost a more exciting league in many ways than the Premier League, if you look in depth and inside at the different characters, the teams, how close they actually all are.
Yeah, I think it's one of them leagues where people looking, and you can't guess from one week to the next which team's gonna win necessarily, because you know you've got the teams who are near the bottom beating the teams near the top, you know, and it's a very hard league to judge, and I think that just tells you how competitive it is as a league, and you know this season is going to be no different to previous seasons gone by.
Now, just what about your former club, Everton? They've obviously got a new manager in Ronald Koeman. I think that's gone down really well with the supporters. Do you know Ronald? Have you got any association with him?
No, I don't. But what I will say is that he was my choice. He was my choice as manager. You know, he was the one that I wanted to be the next. Sorry, just a sat nav. He was the one that I wanted to be the next manager of Everton.
Why? You know, what were the bits that fitted with you?
I just thought when you look at Everton and the club itself, I thought he was a really good fit. You know, he's done a fantastic job at Southampton. He carries himself very well in the media. He comes across as a very intelligent, quiet guy, and I just think with the Everton fans, I think he connects with what the clubs are. You know, and we all know what Everton means to Everton fans, you know, and I think he can be a brilliant manager to take the club on to that next step. I'm really excited about it, actually.
And he brings that gravitas, not just as the manager and what he's done at Southampton, but also as Ronald Koeman, the man who, you know, who did incredible things with Barcelona and the Netherlands and was a football genius.
Yeah, he was. You know, he was probably one of the players who probably transformed what being a centre back was. You know, he graced the football pitch. He was elegant. He was so comfortable with the ball as a defender. You know, and he was an unbelievable player. And when you've got that, and when he walks in the door, that gives you a respect amongst the players straight away, because you know, even though a lot of them weren't necessarily that old when he was playing, Ronald Koeman, the name of Ronald Koeman is renowned throughout the world.
And you wonder whether there are players who've got to make decisions about what's going to happen to their futures. Your John Stones. John might just be looking at Ronald Koeman and thinking, he should be thinking, I can learn an awful lot of him. We don't know what's going to happen with his future. But if he were to stay around, John, there's no better teacher to bring a John Stones through than someone who's actually done it in his position.
Yeah, I think it's probably a perfect fit in terms of Stonesy, where he is as a football player right now. You know, he's coming for a little bit of criticism last season. But when you play the way he does, you know, I remember in the early part of the season where people were absolutely raving about him, you know, and you make one or two mistakes, it affects your confidence, and suddenly, you know, you have the flip side of that where people are very quick to jump on his back. I had it when I was young with Bruce Rioch, and I always remember him, and he used to say to me, you know, keep doing what you're doing, keep trying to play out, just learn from your mistakes. And unfortunately, Stonesy is going to have to learn from his mistakes in one of the best leagues in the world. You know, and yes, I think there's times where you can play and you've got to defend, but you know he's got to be able to keep learning at Everton. And I think right now, I think you know it's the best place for him. You know, same with Romelu. If Ronald can keep them two there this summer, I really think this is a great platform for Everton to kick on as a football club.
It shows great ambition, I think, just in terms of what Farhad Moshiri has brought straight away. Just, you know, we're hopeful of sort of money being ploughed into players, but I think straight away just the managerial appointment sort of gives us all the idea that Everton is on the right track.
Yeah, and I think from day one, you know, the new owner, he knew who his man was and he never said no for an answer. You know, and he kept going even when Southampton rebuffed Everton's approaches and then there was other names linked with the job. You know, he still kept going after Ronald, and I think he was an overwhelming choice for the fans. You know, I think everybody would have liked Ronald Koeman. And I think it's a very exciting appointment. You know, I think it'll be, I think he'll connect with the fans very, very quickly. You know, the Everton fans are a fantastic set of supporters, and they'll back him all the way. And we know how difficult a place Goodison Park can be when the fans are right behind the team. And I think right now, you know, they're right behind the manager, and they're all just waiting to see how the club responds now in terms of signings. And I think the next signings and all will be pivotal, as in terms of what Romelu Lukaku and John Stones do and all.
Bodes for a great season ahead. Just on the Rotherham front, is there a particular fixture you're looking forward to, or just all of them, Alan?
I'm looking forward to, well, I'm looking forward to my first one. You know, but along the way, if we can manage to get Everton in a cup competition, would be great. That would be nice. You know, but I'm just looking forward to them all. You know, it's a, as you say, it's a great league, and you know, we're just looking to now to take the club forward and keep it going in an upward spiral. That's our short-term aim.
It's great to see you developing as a manager and making those steps. We'll be watching you closely this season. So the best of luck to you, Alan.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Alan. Alan Stubbs there. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.